I'm stepping behind the machine.
Look out. Look, what machine are you stepping behind?
The barista machine, the coffee machine. We're at TAFE Queensland, and something that I've never done before is I have never made coffee. I've made coffee for other people, but I have never been behind the baristing machine and done the whole clinker, clinker, clinker with the coffee thing.
Okay, I think it's called an espresso machine. So you've done the International Roast Caterer's Blend spoonfuls with sugar in milk, but you've never actually operated a steam machine.
Well, my mum used to have Caro. Do you remember Caro? It was a decaf.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, situation. So that's basically the extent of where I go. I can do a mean bone broth, but when it comes to coffee, no. So I'm down to learn today.
And that's why Jeff is here with us from TAFE Queensland. He's going to run us through the espresso machine and some of the things you learn with their barista course.
It is quite intimidating when you have never actually been in front of these machines, Jeff. But is it as intimidating as it looks?
Not at all. Training through TAFE Queensland, very easy. Be able to handle this machine with no problem.
These days, though, it's not just what it used to be, which was a latte and a cappuccino. Now you can have, the list goes on and on and on with the coffee orders, doesn't it?
That's correct. From the espresso short black, long black, to latte, cappuccino, flat white. To those who have dietary requirements, we have the almond milk, the soy milk, the lactose-free milk, the skinny on this, the full cream on that.
Jeff just said, do you want to talk about grinding? What kind of grinding are you talking about, Jeff?
We're all talking about coffee, thank you. Okay.
Righto, where do we start when we're looking at the barista machine?
Okay, let's start at the grinder. Coffee beans are in the hopper.
Yep.
Hopper goes down, coffee beans go to the grinder, ground, and then we bring the coffee beans out into the cup, under the coffee machine, lock it in, and drop the coffee.
Drop it like it's hot.
Jeff, what are the most important things, mate, when putting together, let's say, an espresso coffee, what are the things we're looking for here? What are the main things you need to do as a barista?
Well, basically, let's start at the coffee bean your choice of, obviously, and the grind of the coffee when it comes down through the grinder. So you need a nice, fine grind, not too fine, but a coffee, once you drop the coffee through the coffee machine, which is under high pressure, you need a nice, creamy head to the top of the coffee, a nice crema.
Let's do the milk situation, Jeff.
Okay, so we're doing milk. We're doing a full cream milk today. But as you know, there's many different types of milk. So onto the steamer, heating the milk. We've got the thermometer in. We've set our thermometer for 60 degrees. We don't want any nasty noises like that.
Doesn't take long, does it?
It does not. So we're at temperature now. So we're looking at 60.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, we're off.
Is there a trick to pouring the milk in a...
Well, there is. You've got to get your crema. That's what you're after on the top, because you want a nice bulb over the top of the coffee.
You want something to stick to your moustache, don't you?
Something like
the end
that.
Of it. This is a course for anyone, isn't it, Jeff? You can rock up. It doesn't matter what you've done before. Anyone can come and learn how to become a barista.
Absolutely. Yep, the course is run regularly, so it's very, very good. All the facilities are here.
What latte art shape are you going for here,
Ink? I'm
going
to go for a swan.
Okay, that's ambitious, but let's give it a go.
Should I tilt the coffee cup?
That is correct, You can run it down the side of the glass and now into the middle. That's it. Do your shaking. Okay, slow down, bring it down closer, and you've got to try and get the crema to the end. That was so good.
Gotta say, there's no shape.
You know what it is? That's a map of the world.
There is
You
no
have perfectly
shape
nailed
there.
A map of the world on that top of my coffee.
Thank amazing. You. You're welcome.
Jeff, thank you very much for showing us the ins and outs of a barista machine, aka an espresso machine, and the barista course down here. How long does it go for, Jeff?
3 days.
3 day course.
Absolutely.
And you're a qualified. You've got your barista skills up.
Correct. Yep.
Awesome.
It's a nice skill to have. You can work anywhere in the world. Everyone loves a coffee, and there's coffee all around the world.
That's true. You can travel with it.